Once upon a time, there was a village. One of the families that lived in the village was very rich. They were so rich that the door to their house was made of gold, and its walls were made of glass. Perhaps that is why everyone called them the Golden Doors. The Golden Doors' next-door neighbors were as poor as the Golden Doors were rich. The house next to the Golden Doors was barely more than a broken-down cabin. But anyone and everyone who came to the village were sure to be welcome to this house as guests, and would not be allowed to leave without filling their stomachs and resting their horses. This is why that family was called the Golden Hearts. The Golden Doors house was as unwelcoming as the Golden Hearts house was welcoming. The Golden Doors never shared anything with anyone, and spent their days making merry. Nobody knew where the source of these riches came from. One day, a guest from God made his way to the village. The elderly man had neither horse nor bag, just a walking stick in one hand. Like all guests from God, he hoped to find a place to stay and a bite to eat. The first house he saw was the glass house with the golden door. It was a very difficult house to miss, to be honest, as it was the biggest and grandest house in the village. The old man knocked on the golden door. The father of the house answered it. He looked the old man up and down and asked, "What do you want?" The old man answered,
"I am a guest from God. I have come far. I have little. May I stay in your house one night?"
The owner of the house with the golden door said, "Now don't get me wrong, old man, but if I invited just anyone in, I wouldn't have gotten so rich. Move on, move on." The elderly man with the white beard couldn't do anything other than leave the doorstep of that beautiful house crestfallen. The old man then saw the broken-down cabin next door. He knocked on the door. The father of the family with the golden hearts opened the door. He smiled and asked the man in without a single question. The bearded old man was the family's guest at their table that night. The children of the household sat at the old man's feet all night. When it was getting to be nighttime, they huddled around the fire. The old man told them stories, as if he were telling them to his own grandchildren. And it wasn't only the children who were listening, their parents were all ears too. Once the story was over, the fire went out, and everyone went to their rooms to sleep. In the morning, the family said goodbye to the old man. The children were very sad that this old man, who they were already calling Grandpa, was leaving. They emptied a bucket of water after him, to wish that his journey would be clear as water. Time passed, the seasons changed, and on a hot summer afternoon, an earthquake hit the village. The people and the animals were all unharmed, but the houses had been damaged. Most damaged of all was the house with the glass walls and the golden door. The earthquake had broken it into pieces. So, the family had lost all their riches. The family with the Golden Hearts house was also damaged, of course. The whole village banded together to fix the houses that had been harmed. But the golden doors weren't helping anyone, and they were insisting that their house be the first to be fixed. All the villagers whose houses were in a good state were happy to open their doors to the family, but they didn't accept the offers. After all, they weren't used to being guests in other people's houses. While the whole village worked together to fix the houses, the golden doors just stood back and waited for their turn to come. Before it could come to them, it was the turn of the Golden Hearts. Seeing as the house was already a bit broken down before the earthquake, they didn't need to do much to get it back to how it was before. By this time, all the villagers were very tired, and they decided to fix this house in the morning, after a good night's rest. While everyone slept, the old man with the white beard came back to the village. He was so sad to see that the house where he told stories in front of the fire, where he laid his head to rest, was in even worse shape than before. He took a handful of earth from the ground and sprinkled it along the door of the cabin. As he did, he said,
"Prosper, don't perish. Flow, don't spill."
Then he left as he came. The villagers awoke the next morning to see a brand new house. It may not have had golden doors and glass walls, but it was a beautiful, sturdy house. They had a faint feeling that someone had said, "Prosper, don't perish. Flow, don't spill," in their dreams, but they couldn't quite tell each other about it. They all said there must be some good fortune in it, and looked no further. But they did do something very important. They all worked together and built the golden doors, who hadn't helped anyone and now didn't know what to do, a beautiful house. The golden doors were very happy, but also a little embarrassed. To repay the kindness of their neighbors, they never locked their doors again and always accepted guests to their home. They were now known as the Open Doors. If one day you come across this village, make sure you visit the Open Doors, and they will tell you this fine story themselves.